Hello and welcome. Scare track. Episode. Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. Scare Track is a podcast featuring three scare enthusiasts who discuss the crazy world of scare entertainment. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
You're listening to Scare Track, the UK's first scare attraction podcast. Now, welcome your hosts, Mikey, Sean, and Hannah.
Hello and welcome to episode 84 of the Scare Track podcast and part 3 of our ScareCon 2018 special trilogy. If you're listening to this one first, then stop right now, guys, and head back to episodes 82 and 83, which is part 1 and part 2 of ScareCon. It's the annual scare convention here in the UK. It's the only convention in the whole of Europe. We have everyone who's everyone from Europe scare attractions and UK scare attractions, Ireland, absolutely everywhere. So guys, make sure you listen to those episodes before you listen to this one, because we just had three fantastic days of ScareCon. This episode features on the fun side, which is all fun, but this is us getting scared. It's now time for us to have a good scare ourselves. The first episode is all about the actual convention, where we learn, talk, discuss about the scare industry. We learn from other industry professionals. We discuss potential opportunities with vendors at the trade stands. And then episode 2 is all about the Scare Ball and the annual SCARS, the SCAR Awards. A fantastic evening, a very lucrative event, and some great awards for some really deserving companies. And then, this is, like I say, this is the time where we get to have a little bit of a fright ourselves. Each year, ScareCon managed to provide us with the scares, and this year was no different. We were back at the Alton Towers Resort with their world-class scare mazes. We had two open just for us, as the park was closed to the public. Only ScareCon delegates got to go into the beautiful Alton Towers theme park. And this time, we got to go through a special version of House of Monsters, the family-themed haunt, and, of course, the returning Altonville Mine Tours legend of the Skin Snatchers. So, without further ado, I'll take you back to just a short episode now, the third and final in the ScareCon 2018 trilogy, of myself, Hannah, Martin and Kate visiting the two scare attractions at Alton Towers Resort. Enjoy!
You're listening to Scare Track.
Right then, guys, we are back here at the Alton Towers Resort for the technically third day of ScareCon this year at Alton Towers. We are here for some exclusive goes through Altonville Mine Tours, Legend of the Skin Snatchers, and a super scary special edition of House of Monsters. We are all extremely tired and hungover. If you're not too sure why, listen to the Scareball episode where I couldn't cope recording stuff, so Hannah took the reins on that one. Hannah, you enjoyed last night?
Yeah, it was very nice. Yes, it was very good, thank you. I was so drunk.
So basically, Martin's got Hannah's badge on.
I think Hannah's recording of ScareCon, Scareball last night was probably the best recording that ScareTrack has done.
Right.
That's questions so that were asked. I overheard Hannah, you know, giving it her all. And I think she did really, really well under the circumstances, considering she doesn't know jack shit about jack shit.
Okay, so I'm moving forwards. Kate, did you have a good night?
Yes. I think so.
What you can remember?
To be fair, I can remember quite a lot, but I'm trying to forget.
Okay. So. Oh, that's loud. Are they testing Spinball? Right, so we're just walking past Spinball Wizard now. We're on the way up to the towers and to House of Monsters. And they are there testing an empty ride. Are they open it just for us?
No, I don't think so.
That'd be nice.
This isn't place. They're not that
We can't take you guys into the mazes here at Towers, but we can tell you what we think about them when we get out. So this is just going to be a little mini episode, episode 3 from the ScareCon few days.
Yeah.
Thanks. Right, let's move on. We'll see you in a moment, guys.
Is strictly forbidden. Now, prepare yourselves as you enter the House of Monsters.
Right then, guys, we're about to go in to the House of Monsters, and we'll see you on the other side. Right then, guys, so we have just come out of our special edition of House of Monsters, which is the children's scare attraction here at the Orson Towers Resort for Scarefest. They opened it especially for us today. Martin, you enjoy that?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, I thought it was very good. It was my highlight of the Halloween.
Last season, yeah, it was actually the best thing.
Every time you go through it, even though
sorry,
it's still
the
same.
We lost Halloween cake. So, even though it's designed for kids, it's just fun.
It's designed for kids, but... No, it's great.
Yeah, it's enjoyable, it's fun. It's perfect sort of scare attraction, the first scare attraction for kids and families to enjoy all together. It's all fun, it's games, it's loud, it's jokey, there's little tasks. It's like a little escape game. We're with some more people. Hannah, did you enjoy House of Monsters?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love House of Monsters.
I love it. It's just good, isn't it?
It's a house.
Of the monsters.
The sets like. Are just beautiful. I love them so much.
I liked the upside down bit.
That was
I don't remember that.
No,
that
I think that's new.
I don't know, but I liked it was really good.
And
I
liked lots of witty banter.
I liked the sort of final scene. Was a bit of a static scene in the fact that we needed an actor to come and help us out of the room. There was lots of different doors and we couldn't open the doors. And the doors all had... doormats, but they were actually pressure pads, so when you stood on it to try and open a door to get out of the room, something happened, and I liked that.
I didn't even notice that.
But I think we were dispatched in quite a large group, so that half of the group missed that.
Yeah, I had no idea. Yeah.
But I think that's just to get us through, because there's masses of us.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, we've only got an hour left, and we need to do Skin Snatchers, so...
Yeah, so let's head over to Skin Snatchers.
Yeah. I'm actually quite drunk.
So, we are now on the way to Towers. We've just come out of House of Monsters, which was awesome, as always. We always love it. But now we are on our way to Altonville Mine Tour's Legend of the Skin Snatchers, which is the longest name ever for a maze. We have some really good runs through here. It uses the haunted lantern technology. So you put a helmet on your head with a little lamp, and it goes dark, it goes light, it pulses, it strobes. It's all awesome. It's all really enjoyable, actually. So me and Hannah were just saying on the blog that we've had some fantastic run through this attraction. October 2018 fell a little bit flat for 2017. Us. 2017, sorry. That's in the future, 2018. but last ScareCon, we had an amazing run through this attraction. It was just so cool. So we're going to go through again. Unfortunately, we can't record throughout the attraction, but we'll be able to tell you what it's like afterwards, and then just give our general sum up of the short little day here at ScareCon. It's going good.
Yay!
Hannah's really hungover.
I'm not even hungover. I'm still drunk.
Brilliant. We're so professional. Right, let's go.
5 a.m. club.
Right then, guys, we're now in the queue line for the Legend of the Skin Snatchers, the Altonville Mine Tours. Let's go.
At the Altonville Mine Tours.
Right then, guys, we just come out of Altonville Mine Tours, Legend of the Skin Snatchers here at Alton Towers, and Hannah is in the fetal position, and now she's coughing, because she had to go in a group without her. So, Hannah, did you enjoy that?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. They made me go in a group that wasn't with you, so I had no one to hold on to. So I had to hold on to myself, and they kept picking on me, and I had to wear a hat so they could see me, and I had to take my hair down to put the hat on. It was a whole
wig. Gosh, she had to take her hair down, guys. God, it was a bad experience.
To make it all worse, I mean, the actors were on point. It was a brilliant run through, but to make it worse, Stephen Candy took photos of everything.
So we'll look out for them. I mean, enjoyed that run through much better than it was at Halloween. So many more actors.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. At Halloween, I wouldn't say I was hating on it, but I weren't happy with it. Just because the previous year it was amazing, and today has just completely changed my mind on it again, and it was flawless.
Yeah, it was really good. I really enjoyed it today. Kate, you enjoy it?
I did.
You had a lot of screams.
Yeah, I was targeted a bit. Loved it, but and I just it's such a beautiful set. I said that about Hills and Monsters, but it's the same. And that's one thing Towers does really well is they create beautiful mazes.
Absolutely. Right, I think that brings us to the end of this just little mini episode. We've had a fantastic few days here at ScareCon. Thank you to Michael and his whole team for running this event, and we've had a great day here for these two attractions, House of Monsters and Altar of the Mind Tours, Legend of the Skin Snatchers. We'll be back here over at Halloween, and other than that, we'll see you on the next episode. I'll send it back to ourselves in the studio. See you later, guys. Bye.
You're listening to ScareTrack.
So there we go, guys. That brings us to the end of this shorter episode, episode 84 of the ScareTrack podcast, the third and final installment of our ScareCon trilogy. Guys, it's been an absolute blast. ScareCon, I think this was my favourite one. I've been going since 2012, 6 years of ScareCons, I've been going for 11 years itself, and it's only getting bigger and better. Twin Lakes is next in a year's time, but it will soon come round. Head over to the Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the social media of ScareCon and their official website, www.scarecon.org, where you can find out all the information of this past ScareCon, and I'm sure the information for next ScareCon will be coming up in no time at all. So, Michael, Sam, Sarah, Laura, everyone, the whole ScareCon team, thank you so much for working so hard, for giving all of us an absolutely fantastic event. We had a great time, best time ever. It really is a highlight of the year. So guys, thank you for listening to episode 84 of the ScareTrack podcast. Before you go, remember, interact with us over on our social media pages. We really do love interacting with you guys. It's so fun, it's great. If you were at ScareCon and you didn't get a chance to see us or say hello to us, give us a shout over on social media. If you were a vendor or you did a seminar and we didn't get a chance to talk to you or talk about your seminar, then guys, get on the show. We'd love to have you on. It'd be awesome. If you run an event and you want us to check out your event, awesome, guys. We really, really love it when we get you guys reaching out to us to come and visit you guys. We love it so much. So it's really appreciated. Guys, contact us over on our social media as normal. Just search for ScareTrack on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and Facebook. Or you can email us direct, scaretrack@gmail.com. Guys, thank you so much for supporting the show. And if you want to show more support, then give us a like, give us a share, give us a comment. It's great. Also, you can get your own merchandise. Why not? Get a t-shirt, a mug, a hat, a hoodie. Just go to www.smart-fx.co.uk. That's smart-fx.co.uk. Click on the ScareTrack tab and you can get yourself some cool ScareTrack merch. Once again, thank you so much for supporting and listening, guys. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.